were able to plug in tonight and just stay connected with the team and see what's going on. And I love to hear new voices and new distributors. It really lets me know that we have that layered leadership going on in this organization. And so your sponsor cares about you, and they cared about you enough in your business to make sure that you're on the call. So this is really exciting. Again, this is Nikki Moore. I am part of your upline. I am a Triple Diamond distributor with It Works, and I've been involved with It Works for 18 months. And I'm going to tell you what, this can be a really, really crazy ride for everybody. So tonight we're going to have a couple guests on the call. I love to have different people because, as we all know, that we have so many different types of personalities and things that we bring to the table. One of the things that I love about this business is it's not a cutthroat business. It is a business that really relies on team effort and cooperation and collaboration with one another. And the more successful our team is, the more successful our downline is. Of course, the more successful we are too, but it feels really good to watch other people hit pin levels and make their numbers that they want to for income and just to help people with their health and overall wellness too. So before we get started on the main topics of the call tonight, which is really we're going to talk a little bit about blitzing. We have a global blitz day coming up again on February 25th. We also have a Dallas boot camp, and so I'll be there and I won't be out blitzing, but for the rest of you, it's just kind of a fun way to get out. And then we're going to talk a little bit about expos. And expos, it seems to be a really good topic right now because there seems to be a lot of bridal shows coming up. And in addition to that, we'll talk about other expos that would be really good to get your foot in and kind of build your business that way. But I want to start out first and foremost with those steps to success. This business is turnkey. It really is duplicatable. And it's really hard for people to, I had somebody ask me the other day, well, how are you making that kind of money? You know, how are you Triple Diamond? How are you successful? Because I perceive you as that. And I said, you know what? It's this business. And she said, well, I've done other businesses and I was this and I was that, but you know, it wasn't really that lucrative for me. Well, we have steps to success and we have a phenomenal compensation plan. And so that coupled with our products just really makes us stand alone. So those steps to success are condensed into three easy to do pieces. The first one is to join Boost Party. And what that means is congratulations, probably 99% of you on the call tonight have joined already for that promotional piece of $99. Some of you probably joined at the $199 like I did. And to me, the $199 price point is a good price point. I love that. I love the $99 that lets everybody get in for half of that startup cost. But $199 really lets me know that people have skin in the game, so they really want to work their business. But $99 right now, that includes four wraps that you can turn around and use to recoup your initial investment. And so what other business can you do that you can turn around and make your profit back, you know, within a matter of minutes, really, if you're getting the word out? You know, four wraps, that's nothing. Get four wraps on people. Sell those for a minimum of $25, and you've made back your $99. So you join, you boost. There is the booster kit. It's an optional kit. But we do know that some people can't afford to do it. Some people can. If you can't afford to do that, it's going to set you up for your first two to three parties, and it's going to be at a discounted price. So the booster kit, it's $499. It's 400 BV. So it does make you a qualified leg if you get that booster kit. But $499, and what that includes is six boxes of wraps. There's four wraps in each box. Three boxes of facials. It includes the Fat Fighter, the Defining Gel, 100 Blitz cards, 24 product catalogs. And what else is there? Is there anything, Kelly? Am I forgetting something? Wraps,
I don't think so.
Okay. So wraps, facial, defining gel, Fat Fighter, your Blitz coupons and your catalogs, everything you need for your first two to three parties. If you turn around and sell the wraps and facials that come with your kit for just $25, you're going to make $900 on that $499 investment. So you're going to make your money back, and then it's almost like those extra marketing materials and that Fat Fighter and that defining gel were free, really. So It's a really good package to get. You can get the booster kit at any point in your business. You could get it on AutoShip. You could get it every month if you want to. So it's not just for when you first sign up. You didn't miss the boat if you didn't get it when you signed up. But so join Boost and party. We tell people to book 2 to 3 launch events within your first 30 days. And there's lots of different reasons that we want you to do that. But join Boost and Party. And with that goes the 80BV auto ship. 80BV is all you have to do to get paid in this business. You don't have to rely on a sales minimum. You don't have to rely on your downline to pull the weight for you. You are responsible for your own paycheck. And so for 80BV or roughly $80 a month, you are commission qualified. And that starts on day one. You don't have to hit a certain PIN level. If you have loyal customers or you have team members underneath you that you can get compensated on, then you can get paid. So it's just beautiful. You can make money back by selling those wraps, and you can get those commission checks right away. So join Boost Party is number one. The second step to success is to get more with four. And so what that means is when you have those 2 to 3 launch events within your first 30 days, you're going to probably gather some loyal customers. And so when you get a loyal customer, what that means is that somebody who agrees to buy one product a month for 3 consecutive months. And in exchange for that 3-month commitment to get wholesale prices, to get our price, they are going to get the same price that we have. They're going to get the same product dollar for dollar. And so all they have to do is make that 3-month commitment. And if they choose to stay on longer, then it's also they get perk points for that as well, too. But when you get 4 loyal customers within your first 30 days, not only are you going to get paid 15% on every loyal, and you know it's going to be a minimum of 3 months of a residual income, you are also going to earn $120 in free product. So I do want to remind you, you do have to be on AutoShip to be commission qualified or bonus qualified, and this is a bonus. So on AutoShip, 4 loyals within your first 30 days, $120 in free product. And with that being said, every 2 loyal customers that you put in your organization, you're going to get a wrap reward. And a wrap reward is good for 1 box of wraps for $25 or 1 box of facials for $20. So it increases your profit margin when you go ahead and redeem your wrap rewards and you sell those wraps. So get more with 4 is step number 2. Step number 3 is go Ruby. Our first PIN level is executive, and executive means that you have 2 team members, 2 distributors directly below you on your first line, and they're both qualified legs. A qualified leg is 400 BV for the month. But we're going go Ruby because we know that a lot of people are just running out of the gate. They are just building their business like crazy. And so we're saying go Ruby. And what that means is to find 3 key leaders to help you run this business. Make sure you teach them the steps to success and help them build team members. Because when you have 3 on your top line, 2 of them only have to be a qualified leg, and the 3rd one has to be in that executive position with 2 distributors underneath them at 400. But that's your PIN level of Ruby. And right now we do have the Ruby guarantee. So if you signed up between the dates of January 19th and February 29th, you have that Ruby guarantee. And Kylie Schaefer clarified with corporate the other day, which I'm so glad that she did. But that means your first full month. So let's say that you signed up today or you signed up yesterday. You don't have that full month. You have that next month to qualify Go Ruby. And if you Go Ruby within your first calendar month, you will be guaranteed that $599 average income check that Rubies make. And so if you don't make that with your commissions and your Fast Start bonuses, corporate's going to pay you that difference. So that's the Ruby guarantee right now. So that's kind of exciting. But those are the 3 things that you need to do to just really jumpstart your business. And we have a lot of resources, and you can refer. We did a call a couple weeks ago on resources, and all of our team calls are recorded on the Facebook pages, so you can go back and listen to those whenever you feel that it's pertinent for you if you couldn't get on the call. But I want to start out with really briefly our 30-second commercial. And a 30-second commercial is something that people do regardless if they've added this label to it or not. But a 30-second commercial is really just what you say to people to spark their interest, to let them know what you're doing with this business. And there's different ways that you can do it. One of the 30-second commercials in my mind, and they're not always 30 seconds. I don't know why they've dubbed it that. It's just catchy, I guess. But one of the things is, you know, the Ultimate Body Applicator. Well, what is it? It's a site-specific body wrap that tightens, tones, and firms in 45 to 60 minutes. You know, you can see results in 45 to 60 minutes. That really, in a nutshell, is your 30-second commercial for what is the Ultimate Body Applicator. But when we refer to that, we're also saying, what do you say to people when people are asking you, well, what do you do? What is it that you're involved with? What's your business? You know, people ask me, and I'll say, my 30-second commercial tends to be, well, I'm a rep for a health and wellness company, and we have this amazing sizzle product called the Ultimate Body Applicator. And here we go. It's a site-specific body wrap, and it tightens, tones, and firms, and you can see results in 45 to 60 minutes. It's absolutely amazing. I help people get their health and wellness back. So that is a 30-second commercial in and of itself, and it can be catered to you. It doesn't have to follow any set criteria. But it's just something that you say to people, and it's something that you're going to get really bored with, and you're going to feel like a broken record. But like the steps to success, if you get bored with it and you feel like a broken record, then you're on the right track. So I'm going to go ahead. I have Kylie Schaefer on the call, and I also have Dawn Rogers on the call tonight, too. And both of these ladies are going to help me. They have a lot of really good insights for the topics that we're talking about tonight. But I'm going to kind of put them on the spot. And Kylie, what's a 30-second commercial, or what do you typically say when people ask you what you do? You know, like, what have you been doing lately? What is this thing that you have?
The funny thing is most people don't ask me what I do. It's usually most people come up to me and go, don't you sell the body wraps? So then, of course, I say yes, and I just proceed to explain exactly what the wrap does and how it works. It's just a simple... It doesn't have to be anything difficult.
Exactly. And so you probably sound a lot like what I just said. What is a wrap? What is this wrap thing that you have, Kylie?
Exactly. Site-specific body wrap. Three words, tight and tone, firm.
Exactly, tight and tones and firm. And I do want to let everybody know that we do not guarantee inch loss. The only reason that we can't really go into that piece, I say a beautiful side effect can be inch loss. You know, 90% of people do experience it, but we don't want to get caught up with the FDA because then they're going to say that we have the cure for obesity, which obesity is technically a disease. And so if we have the cure to a disease, then we have to be in the pharmaceutical realm, and we certainly don't want to have a prescription for this product because it would be unattainable for people to have. So all natural botanicals, tighten, tone, and firm. Dawn, can I put you on the spot? Dawn's a little bit newer with this business, but she also owns her own tanning salon, and she's been rocking and rolling. What do you get mostly? Do you get, what is the body wrap, or what is it that you're doing on the side here, or you're offering?
No, most people, when I tell them about, when I say body wrap, they always say, oh, yeah, I've heard of that, or I've seen that, or I've done that. I'm like, well, I really don't think so because it's really new down here, but what they've heard is the water loss wraps, you know, that you gain it back. But when I explain it to them, which I like when they say that because it gives me a good end to really explain to them it's not water, it's fat, and that always catches them, you know. But pretty much that, you know, and I do have to explain it a lot because I very rarely come across anybody in my area that even knows what it works is. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we're with a company that's so stable, it's debt-free, but nobody's heard of us. We're not saturated, so we're in a good position. I like the fact that you brought up, you know, you like it when people ask you that, or I agree with you. When people try to dispute or they say, oh, yeah, I've seen those water loss things or you got to sweat it out or whatever, don't be scared of that, you guys. Don't be scared of somebody kind of trying to contradict you or trying to rile you up with it, because it really does give us a really good opportunity to explain what we do have. And so it's just another way that we can get that word out. So to go on to expos, I'm going to have Kylie start us out, and she's just really going to kind of run through an expo for us, some of the things that you would bring for an expo, and just kind of a rundown what that looks like. So, Kylie, we'll just start it with, you know, let's say that nobody on this call has done an expo before. What would you advise them to do, you know, if they were in your organization and how to go about setting that up?
Okay. Well, for one, we have an amazing product, so it's a, you know, a great way to market the product is, of course, doing expos or trade shows. You can search for those in your local area on the internet or calling newspapers, or if you know of places that hold these events, you can contact them as well. But you can look for different health fairs at churches or American beauty shows, women's expos, bridal shows, and, I mean, don't forget about boat shows and things like that. It does not have to be as specific to what we're selling because those people are just as interested as well. You also want to try and get a group together, which is a great way to have a training meeting at the same time, and it also keeps the cost down for your booth rent. Sorry, I'm nervous.
That's okay.
Okay.
My job now is for all of you because I see so many leaders in this organization, so just watch out because one of you guys is just going to get called up on this call, and I know that you're going to step up to the plate and you're going to do phenomenal, but you're awesome, Kylie, so keep going.
Okay, the things that I bring with me to an expo, of course, is Blitz cards. You want to have a drawing box to where you can have people fill out information, name, address, phone number, email, and then, of course, there's those great little check boxes where if they're interested in the business or a party, then you can follow up with them. We always give away a wrap or a facial. It's a good way to get that on someone. Make sure you have with you, you know, signs that you can make them on poster boards. You want to have your loyal customer order forms and sheets. If you have brochures or print them out, bring those with you as well. Another good idea to have on hand is washed out applicators for display and to show people because people are always asking, what does it look like? How do you put it on? And then that way you have one on hand to show them exactly how to do it. And always stand in front of your booth. Do not stand behind it with your arms crossed. Be out mingling and talking with everyone. One thing I did learn to build and take the extra time and spend a little money doing is a wrap booth. First couple expos that me and some girls did, they went okay, but we could not seem to get a wrap on anyone. And my husband built us a booth. And we took it with us, and we ended up wrapping 4 or 5 people at the next expo and got 3 distributors and I think 3 loyal customers that day. And I swear it's the booth.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sign that says you can get a wrap today for just $25, regularly $30, to try and attract people to get it, thinking there's, you know, $5, just like the coupon with the Blitz card. Really kind of think that's...
Well, I think it's a good point that you made about, you know, how you kind of learned about being able to wrap people. One of the things that I suggest, and this is what I was taught too, but I do suggest if you're going to go do an expo, the point of getting to that expo is getting the wrap on people. Our whole business is we're led by and we lead with the ultimate body applicator. So really what our job is to get the wrap on people, just get it on them because it speaks for itself. And you know, you've seen this happen with people that once they try it, they're like amazed. They can't argue their results if they've already experienced it. And so you can bring like a privacy screen or you can make, there's instructions out there on how to make your own little wrap booth. I've seen those little, you can get them at like MC Sporting Goods and outdoor sporting places, like those little pop-up tents that they use for like outhouses and things like that. You can get those and make your own little wrap room. There's lots of different things. So we do suggest getting the wrap on people because it also gets people excited when they see people coming out of that wrap booth and you're clapping or you're ringing a bell and you're, you know, saying, woo, we have a loser, you know, so-and-so lost X amount or, you know, we're so excited, all that. You know, you worked so hard these last 45 minutes walking around this expo with your water, didn't you? You know, and we just make light of it, and then that's what really starts to draw other people in. What kind of things do you have on your table, Kylie?
Well, that is one thing that I skipped over. Okay, I always bring empty boxes with me, such as old shoe boxes or the boxes that our wraps come in. So I have a level, like a different tri-levels on my table to put bottles of the supplements that I may have on hand, or pictures, posters. So they're all at different levels on the table. So it's not just flat. We have the Success From Home magazine, of course, and the, what is it called? It Works magazine. And product brochures, what to expect sheet, the info, product info paper that describes everything in full detail and how it can help in different ways. That's really it. And blitz cards.
Yeah.
But usually I have my girls stand in front of the table with their clipboard and the entry form, and they offer a blitz card and ask them to, if they'd be interested in entering the drawing. And during that time, they're talking with them about the loyal customer program, or explaining the rec, or the business opportunity, why these people are entering the drawing, making sure that we get that information out there to them that they can have these same opportunities as well.
Yeah, and that's a good point to make too. The people standing in front of a table, I've talked to somebody before about doing an expo, and they're standing behind the table and they're just like, hey, they're not interacting with the group. And so get on the sides of your table, get in front of it. I like to pass out blitz cards to people walking by in case, and well, most of you who know me, I'll step right in the middle of the aisleway and just start passing them out to people and bring them to me if they're not going to come to my table. Another thing, like you said, those applicator brochures. I love the applicator brochures. You can hand those out, but I've never done what you said about handing out the drawing forms. I think that's a phenomenal idea to hand out the drawing cards, because it engages them. It brings them to the table. They have to lean over the table and write down their information and, of course, ask what they're entering into. You know, so you've engaged them a lot, right, by doing that.
Yes.
What do you, what kind of shows have you done? You said that not just to do a, you know, you can get them from all different avenues. What types of shows do you typically gravitate towards?
Well, we've, as a group, I usually take 3 or 4 girls with me, and we all sign up and split the cost. And so I've got different girls, and sometimes I have the same ones over and over that do it. We've done ladies' nights where there was just a bunch of different vendors, Mary Kay, Leah Sophia, places like that all there. Bridal expos has been the main thing that we've been doing lately, because it is that time of the year and they've been going on all over the place. And I know that a couple of my girls have done like craft shows at churches or at the schools. The schools have the craft nights or family fun nights or whatever it may be. They've gotten tables set up there. And that one was really successful. They had an awesome night that night with the school.
Okay.
But that's
what we've
done so far.
Yeah, and who would think about doing something at a school? But you just never know, because we're just looking for people. So.
Yep. We're just wrapping people, as Chris says.
Wrapping people. I gave him such a hard time about that, and then other people started saying that. I was like, all right, maybe I shouldn't have. thank you, Kylie. I'm gonna ask Dawn now too, because Dawn, you're like an expo nut.
We love
what?
Expo.
Yeah. So tell me about your expos, and how do your expos differ? I know that you were in another business, and I think you still are as well. But so you do. I think that's probably something that you guys, I know that you love to do. But what does your It Works table look like, and what kind of expos do you try to get?
It depends what the expo is as to how much it'll look like. We have an aisle here, which I think it's one of the the aisle and the boat office, the boat, which are like week-long shows. Those I use on the 10th, and I had some work time going on there so everybody can see it. So I put up two my magic. Those at the table with stuff on it. Definitely, I always put pictures of men on there, because you would be amazed at how many men will stop. If they see a picture of another guy, they're going to stop and look. So I always do that. But I do the auto shows, the boat shows. I love bridal shows. We do bridal shows. For my bridal show, I dress it up a lot. I only do one magic skinny booth, and a couple of tiered stands on my table. I'll try to put one of each product out. Do put a wine glass out and do the, you know, with the oil and the fat fighter. I have that sitting at the table. That gets a ton of attention. People will stop and look at that. And then I have another small round table that I put clipboards on, and I have several clipboards. So if I'm, you know, if we're all busy talking, they can still walk up and form and put it in the box. But basically that's about all I have. And, you know, it seems to work, but it depends on what type of show I'm doing. Like I'm doing a women's health expo this weekend.
I think we lost you. Kylie, can you still hear her?
No, I think we lost her too.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Sorry, Dawn, I can't hear you. Hopefully you'll call back in a second. But she was kind of cutting out a little bit for me. But what I heard Dawn say was, you know, she just keeps it really simple. And she does have a clipboard out for people to put information in for the drawing. And she will have a couple tiers too, you know, like the boxes that you put under the tablecloth to make it tiered. And she has a magic skinny booth as well. And she says she kind of caters to the expo. And she did like a boat and RV show and a car show, both of which were week-long expos. Like, these were big expos. And she likes to do a lot of these bridal parties, too. And so by dressing that up and catering to it a little bit more. Dawn, did we get you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. So you were kind of cutting in and out a little bit, too, so I just recapped really quick. But so you were saying that you just kind of cater your booth and the materials that you offer depending on your clientele then?
Yes, depending on what I'm doing. You know, like if it's, like I said, the boat show or an auto show, I bring a big tent, and I have light, you know, like the Christmas lights on the inside, and then I have a table, just, you know, kind of that fits in with what I'm doing. If I'm doing a bridal show, I put up a really nice table. I dress it up, put feather boas, and just really classy, you know, that when you walk by, it kind of matches all the other bridal booths, how they have it really dressed up.
Sure.
But I always have my magic skinny booth. I love that thing. Even if people if they don't want to try the wrap or whatever, that always draws people because I have signs on each side of it. It says magic skinny booth, and they'll stop just to want to know what the magic skinny booth is. So that's definitely something that attracts people in as well. So I definitely recommend that.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point that you bring up because I have another team member who said she did an expo, and then there was another team that did that expo, and then she went back. It was like it's a monthly recurring thing. And the gal that puts it together came up to her and said, you know, I'd rather have you here anyways. Your booth looks way better than this other girl's booth.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. We do have to have that eye appeal. I don't believe that we have to go above and beyond, and I don't need to spend lots of money on these things. I mean, you can find cheap ones. You can find expensive ones. You can find free ones. I'm doing one for free this weekend at one of the biggest bars that we have in Grand Rapids. And so it's a fundraiser, and I'm getting this table for free. It's $50 a ticket to get in for the clientele, but, you know, I lucked out. But we want to put some pride into what we have, and so we'll go with the theme. This one's for breast cancer, so I'm going to have some pink decorations, you know, to kind of go with the theme. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, that the way that we're marketing ourselves and to who we're catering to. Now, you don't have a big local team around you, so you are just usually doing this with one other team member. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, me and my sister do. My sister, you know, I'm under her, but yes, we do the trade shows, and basically we got into doing them because that's really the only time we got to see each other. So, but yeah, it's usually just me and another person. But you know, after doing trade shows for so long, you kind of get a feel for how to do it and how to move it, and you can tell when someone's interested, and you can tell when they're not, who to spend time with, you know, who's just, you know, yeah, it's usually just me and another, you know, couple people.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's good, but it's crazy follow-up. I mean, you really have to follow up for weeks, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that brings us to the next piece of that with those expos. If you don't have a big team around you and you know that you have sidelines that are around you, I have split expo booths with my sidelines because I didn't have a team underneath me to split it with. And so if you do split a booth with somebody, make sure you go 50-50, or if there's four of you, you each go a quarter. And what that means is you each pay a fourth. You each contribute two boxes of wraps. I put them all in the pile, and then at the, you know, you each get a fourth of the leads. I'll draw straws or draw numbers, you know, and say, okay, first loyal goes to this person, and then the second one, third, fourth, so on, and you continue the rotation. And so you can do that to make sure that everything's kind of fair and equitable, and then you pray that if there's a loyal, you get four, so everybody gets one. But you can totally do it and work out to everybody's advantage if you split it with sidelines or if you split it with your downline. If I split a booth with my downline and I'm contributing the same amount of money, then we are all getting the same amount of leads. And so I've done that with my upline too. And so don't feel bad about that, because I know that when I started, I split a few with Denise Walsh, and we split everything 50-50 because she paid for it, and she spent her time there too. And I never felt like, oh, well, she's making money off of me too, so that's not fair, because we're both putting our time in. Everybody's got to build their business regardless of what position you're in. So going back to follow up. You are going to get leads from your lead boxes. Please have a drawing box if you go do this, if that's the only thing that you have out there, if you're wrapping people and you have a lead box. And make sure that you call them back and see if they want to schedule that party. See if they're interested in earning a residual income. See if they're interested in becoming a loyal customer if they didn't sign up at the expo. And how many times would you say, Dawn, that you call back your leads?
Oh, goodness. Two or three times, along with emails, you know.
Okay.
And I make thorough notes, and you know, if they don't call me back or anything, I don't keep pestering them, but I do keep them on my email list.
Okay, so you send everybody an email.
Yes, I do, and I also call.
Okay, perfect. Kylie, what do you do with your leads?
I do the same thing. I probably call twice the first week, and then maybe for the next 3 to 4 weeks, keep following up. I try to at least get them on the phone if I can, but I do send emails as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so the follow-up, if anybody gets leads from whatever they do, please make sure you follow up. And I know Alicia Demony had told us this a long time ago, but I think it was 7 to 9 contact points sometimes before you make a close. So, but like Dawn said, you can tell sometimes if people aren't interested. I mean, don't just keep calling them back if they're not picking up the phone ever, responding to any response, or you know what their feeling was when you met them at the expo, if you can remember who they are, if they were lukewarm. So
and you know,
well, thank
another
you
good
guys.
Thing I do, if I can just yeah. interrupt, another good thing to do with those sheets, when you're talking to people, I always, when they give me their, when they fill out their form, their sign up form, I always write on the back of it whatever that person was about, whatever we talked about, so that when I get back to my office the next couple of days, I can go, oh, that's who that is. Well, she really wasn't that interested. Or if I stand there and talk to someone and they just kind of rub me off, I'll write on the back, not interested, so that I know not to waste any time on them. So I think that's very important to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a good tip too. Yeah, you're right, because you can get that feel for people, and so you definitely don't want to waste your time when you could be following up with somebody that was excited about it, you know? Definitely. Well, thank you. So expos, if there is more information, too, on the Dream Team site, if you go to the Dream Team site, underneath Marketing and Strategies, I believe, and then you can hit Expos, there is a whole list of expo stuff on there that you can look at too, from, you know, a checklist to, you know, how to make the skinny booth, drawing forms, tons of information that you can use to implement for an expo. So there's lots of resources there too, and you can always feel free to ask as well if your upline or anybody on the Facebook pages once you're getting ready, tag Dawn or tag Kylie too, and see if they have any input for you. But I know we have a lot of people on our team. Katie Hines is another person who does a lot of expos. And so you know, you want to talk to these people who do a lot of expos, and that's kind of their passion. So blitzing is the next piece, and blitzing is probably my passion. I will be completely straight up with you. I don't love expos. I like it if it's a bigger one and I can spend a couple days there. I'm not big on just the one-day ones, but and I like to do it because I like to hang out with my team, too, and that's always a good time. It is a good way to generate leads, but I love, love, love blitzing. And Dawn, you probably, like Dawn said, she loves expos and she gets to spend time with her sister. So we all have our own little expertise, but blitzing to me is just such an easy way that you can generate some momentum if you don't have it right there in your warm market. You know, we try to work with our warm market, and when we don't have that, then what do we do? So one of the things that we can do is we can get out there and blitz. And I love it because it allows you to do it in a couple different ways. I like to think of it kind of like as a passive way or a direct type of a way. And so when I think about passive blitzing, I think about that's something that I do in my everyday life. It works, is so ingrained in me now, and I bleed green. I really do. I love this company. I love this opportunity. And so it's always on the forefront of my mind. In fact, I have to say, I think it's starting to get on the forefront of my kids' mind because my son's preschool teacher, he was telling us how she was asking him about It Works, and he asked her if she wanted to sign up. And we were like, what? So I saw her today for when I picked my son up, and I said, did you ask my son about It Works? And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, we were on the way back from chapel, and he said, are you going to do It Works with my mom? And she was like, oh, well, I did ask her about that. And he's like, yeah, you should sign up and you should do It Works. So I think my kids have It Works on the brain too. But when you pass a blitz, like I did with this teacher before, I give her a blitz card when I drop my kid off and say, I just started working for this company, or this is what I do. This is what I have. It's really amazing. Here's a coupon. So you can pass it out to your waitresses if you go to a restaurant. You can pass it out to the grocery store teller when you're checking out. Anywhere that you're out and about, if you drive through a Starbucks or a Big B coffee place, I give them to the teller there. You're just giving out your coupon. And a lot of times what I simply say is, would it be okay if I give you a coupon? And that opens it up to, sure, well, what's it for? It's for the Ultimate Body Applicator. Have you heard of it? No, I haven't. It's a site-specific body wrap, and it tightens, tones, and firms in 45 to 60 minutes. It's pretty amazing. But see on here, you can get one for free if you want to host a party, or if you want to try one, it's only $25. Flip it over. Just, here's my information. Let me know if, you know, if I can help you. Or, you know, and you can gauge from their interest if they're really excited. I've wrapped people on the spot from doing that. Or I've sold them a wrap on the spot. I always have my wrap bag in the back of my car. I always have wraps on me because I will run into somebody that wants, well, do you have one on you? I sure do. Let me grab one for you. And so that's kind of a passive blitz. To me, an aggressive blitz, or, you know, just being more intentional with your blitz, is where you would probably block out about an hour, hour and a half of your time. You don't have to spend all day on this. But you would pick and target specific places, retail establishments, that you want to try and get the wrap in. And again, we're not always looking just to close that establishment, but we're looking for the people within it. And so bridal shops, tanning salons, hair salons, nail salons, gyms, chiropractic offices, but you got to be careful. Sometimes they're not going to respond too well if you just walk in the front door just like a doctor's office. But any types of those places, you can walk in and just walk up to the counter and say, hey, would it be okay if I just drop off a couple coupons for you? And again, well, what is it for? It's for an Ultimate Body Applicator. It's where you can see results in 45 to 60 minutes. It tightens, tones, and firms. Can I leave some with you? Do you have an employee board? Maybe we could put it on the employee board. And so you can get it out that way. And I do try to schedule appointments. So a couple of us went blitzing a couple weeks ago, and we ended up getting a couple appointments on the book, and we got to go back in and meet with the person and get the wrap on them and, you know, just take it from there. So there's lots of opportunities with that. Kylie, I know that you blitz a lot too. Do you have anything to add to blitzing, or maybe some tips for people?
just don't be shy. Just walk up to them and talk to them. I mean, I go through the mall and just walk in the store and walk up to the counter and offer the girls that are working there. Victoria's Secrets is a great place to go to. Lots of girls in there wanting to tighten, tone, firm. But I've left a different way that I blitz sometimes is I've left them in the bank teller tube when you're making your deposit and they send it back to you. I put one in there so the next person that pulls up has to take that tube out and there's that blitz card. I've left it on the gas pump handle. I just wherever, everywhere.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll get that call and you'll be like, oh, I remember when I was in that town and it worked. It paid off.
I like the bank teller too once. I haven't heard that one before, but you're right. I mean, if you go run into a coffee shop or something, they have community boards. Go put a couple up on the board and you can do that. What about you, Dawn? Do you blitz a lot? I know that you own a tanning salon, and so I don't know what your time looks like on a day-to-day basis, but is it something that you've tried to do or?
Not so much yet, but I'm getting there. A lot of my customers, you know, they come in through the salon. I'm going to work on that blitzing. I'm telling you, I'm going to get that down. But no, to answer your question, I'm not a big blitzer yet.
Okay. I didn't want to put you on the spot. I'm not putting you on the spot. I just didn't know if you had any input or anything. But, so all of you salon owners on the call tonight, I'm telling you right here, like Dawn's saying, people are walking up to her. So what a nice advantage to have. And this is another thing that you can use when you blitz. I mean, we have lots of salon and tanning owners, personal trainers, whatever, on our business, and people do come to them, and it's just a nice way to add to your business as another part to the puzzle and another piece that you can offer to all your clientele. Would you feel like this has been pretty lucrative for you to add on to what you have done?
Sorry, I had to take you off the mute. Yes, it has. It actually has pulled me through the past few months at the salon because nobody's getting spray tan right now because, you know, it's too cold. But, yes, it does. I have people that will stop just because they see body wrap on my sign. So it's been a godsend to my business. Let me just say that.
Oh, that's cool. I'm so glad to hear that. That's fun. And it is. It's just another way to supplement that business piece. I mean, most of you know my husband is a chiropractor, and with Michigan healthcare cuts being, you know, health insurance being knocked down, my income is replacing his income, and it has carried our family because I don't know what we would be doing without it works. I don't know that we would even be able to afford our house with the way that his income is on the downtrend because of the economy. So, we weren't in that place, and we're not in that place at this exact moment, but it could have gotten a lot uglier. So it is a good thing to add to pre-existing businesses for sure. So, well, Kylie or Dawn, do you have anything else to add before I open it up to any questions?
It's Kylie. Just have fun is all I got to add. Just have fun with it. I enjoy doing what I do. I've done mortgages for 10 years, and they are blah. And this business makes you happy and smile, and you have fun. You're helping people. Just enjoy every minute.
I agree. Just have fun. Worth it if you're not having fun.
Exactly. Yep. I would say it's the most fun I've ever had making money for sure. So I agree with you. So, okay. Thank you two so much. I really appreciate it. I'm going to open up the call for everybody if they have any questions or clarifications, or if you just want to say goodnight. So just one second. All right, guys, you're all unmuted. Does anybody have any questions?
Nope.
All right, guys, thank you so much for plugging in tonight. Please let me know if you need anything, and we'll stay connected on Facebook, email, text, whatever you guys need. We're here for you. So thanks again, and have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.